Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about your life, and we talk about life in general. And I think it's, you know, this is going to be an interesting program, and I really encourage you to call in. You know, this yesterday, for those people who were listening to the news, it occurred, for whatever reason, and actually there were some documented reasons about why certain people thought so, was supposed to be the end of the world. We were supposed to experience the rapture. And today we wake up and we're still here. This is not an event to take lightly. What's coming forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones is that we have to look at these foretold occurrences as opportunities for ourselves, for our souls, to be reborn, to reevaluate, and to move forward. You know, there are many people who are mocking the end of the world theory and making fun of it and saying, well, I'm still here. And you know, we are still here. But, you know, if you are tuning into last week, you know that we have many dimensions of our realities. And I don't know about you, but please understand, I am not a believer of any real... I am not an organized religion person. I don't adhere to any specific dogma. In fact, dogma doesn't make sense to me in any shape or form. However, what's interesting here is that today was a day that I was totally off balance. I was taking the wrong turns. I was losing things that were right in front of my face. I was delayed on appointments that I needed to be at. I missed exits on the freeway. I mean, it was a very, very strange day for me. And I don't think I'm back in my body yet. And, in fact, I know I'm not. So what's important, and it's really not, in order to do the show, I don't have to be here. The master teachers and loved ones talk with me, and I tell you what I hear and see. But it was just, what was interesting is my experience of the day was one of kind of being not here. And so as I'm asking the masters, teachers, and loved ones where I am, as well as where I was, what I'm receiving is that the multidimensional aspect of our lives and of our beings and of our knowingness is becoming the veil between those realities is thinning. And so it's more, it will be more common for us to switch between dimensions. And as we become closer and closer to the 2012 date, this is not to be afraid. This is not about fear. This is about awareness. What we need to understand is that our various dimensions of reality are going to become more and more apparent, and we'll be able to move from one to another. And the reason that's important is because when we can look upon our world and when we can look upon our challenges from a different level of knowing, we can then move into a place of healing. And we can move into a place of actualizing what we truly want. You know, over the years, especially the last 5 years, you know, there's been so much play around creating your own reality. And people have such a hard time with that because they're not sure how to do it. I mean, there are a small minority of people that understand how to shift their reality and how to manifest what they want. But that's a small minority of people who have allowed the awareness to come to them. What's happening now as the veil and the thinning of the different dimensions that are happening is more and more people will begin to remember, and that's a remember. It's about bringing forth that which you already know. It's about remembering, if you take that word apart, and it's about a member. It's almost like if you had a limb that you forgot you had. It's about remembering that part of you. And so now we have an opportunity to truly move forward in a way that we hadn't before. And so it would be wonderful to talk to some folks tonight about what's important to you, what your days have been like in the last couple of days as we move forward into this this prophecy, and how you felt when about it. In other words, like because this is just the beginning of various prophecies. The next year and a half, we're going to have more and more prophecies come forward. And just as an FYI, the calculations that brought us to yesterday had to do with the 7 days. And that 7 days, the actual proof was based on the scripture from Genesis, when God said to Noah, 7 days from now I will send rain onto the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And what their comment is when God referred to the 7 days, he meant both 7 days and 7,000 years, because each day is equal to 1,000 years. And one, as it says, one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And so the flood occurred in 4990 B.C. 7,000 years later is 2011. And there's other proof that they have from the Bible. Well, I'm not even going to say proof. There's other calculations that have come along to validate the idea of the end of the world. But it's what's very important here is for us as human beings to begin to, as I said earlier, reevaluate our lives. These next months are going to be very important as a stepping off period as to who we want to truly choose to be, who we are today, and where we want to go. It's no longer okay to live in the past. It's no longer okay to allow the past to keep you prisoner. And I've got to say, I am living that right now. I mean, if you've been a listener, you know that I'm in the process of downsizing my house. And the many memories that come with all the information that is still here is in all the, and I call it information because each item, whether it's a piece of paper of information or whether it's an item that gets donated or saved or thrown away or whatever, it all carries vibratory energy. And so what happens is it's very hard for me as a human being to let go of all these records of the vibratory records of the things that I have. And I think that's something, if you are out there and you happen to be a collector or a person that has even a challenge with clutter, it's what's interesting about that is it's the vibratory rate that those items have that it's time to be able to release and know that you'll always have that vibratory rate because nothing is ever diminished. And so that's also, it's just become a very interesting challenge. So I just wanted to share that with you. But I know that I am dealing with a new vibratory rate, and I'm dealing with new information that's coming forward. And it's important for us to look at our lives and again, and step off in a way where we start examining what the next year and a half will be like, or a year and a half, 2 years. So, I mean, a year from now, it'll be 2012. It's going to be, you know, May of 2012. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's going to be December. But and it's not that it's the end of the world, but there's an ending here of the way we view our life. And there are many occurrences and situations that are bringing us closer and closer to understanding how fragile life is and how one minute can change your life forever. If you haven't noticed, I mean, the cataclysmic events that happen that literally change people's lives, each time something like that happens, it's a vibratory experience that all of humanity experiences together. And as that vibratory experience happens, we then have a choice of how we're going to deal with that variance in vibration or frequency that we're carrying and that we're experiencing. And so if you would like to talk about that, I encourage you to give me a call. We've got the lines are open. You can call in at 530-413-4511. And we've got new lines in, so hopefully my producer, I'm just giving the right numbers. Don, if I'm giving the wrong numbers out, you got to tell me. But it's we also have 530-413-4515, and then we also have in the San Francisco area 415-287-0074. So give a call in. Let's talk about how you want to change your life, or how you don't want to change your life. You like the life that you've got, but you can see the changes are all around you. You can also email me. And I'll get your email while I'm on the program here at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's my email address. And so feel free to email that on over. The other thing is that we are talking about a shift that's happening where people are becoming more aware of messages that come to them spontaneously from, as it's almost as if an angel taps you on the shoulder. And what's interesting is I had that type of experience today. This is literally the first time this has ever happened to me, and it was an important message. And so, again, as I've told you, it was a very, very unsettling day with lots of things happening that were delaying me. I mean, things that were, I'll give you an example. So I started out, I had an appointment to go to a place about 45 minutes away from my home. I was supposed to pick somebody up, and I left the house and realized I had lost myself. I had left my cell phone in the house, or I thought that's what I did. So I went back to my home, and then I realized, that I couldn't find my garage door opener because I had moved some stuff in the seat so that the person I was picking up would have a place to sit. I don't know what your front seat looks like, but mine can be a little cluttered. And so the idea is I couldn't find my garage door opener. So I went for the keys, and I tried the keys in my door, and my door locks didn't work. And I looked for my extra keys, and I couldn't find them. So then I went back to my car looking for my garage door opener because I had to be there because I actually closed the garage door when I left. So I had to have, went back in, finally found the garage door open. Now this, I'm really late, you know? And it was like, okay, I misplaced the cell phone. Then I couldn't find the door opener. I finally find the door opener. I come in the house. The cell phone's not where I expect it to be. I grab my cordless phone. Don't you know? I go outside, and my cell phone, when I try to call myself, it's in my purse. It's like, okay, so when the universe conspires to stop me from going where I'm on my way of going, there comes a time where you just need to surrender. And so that's what I did. I just said, okay, God, you know, okay, guides, okay, universe, there's obviously a reason why you're holding me back from getting where I need to go. Do I still need to be there? I got a yes, and I went on my way, but I was delayed. And I actually was an hour late. Finally get there. Well, on my way, here's another thing. On my way, as I told you, I was supposed to pick up a person to go with me to this appointment. And I ended up on the phone with my son, and I missed the exit. It took me 15, 20 minutes out of my way to get back. I never do this stuff. I mean, I'm very much aware. Totally blanked out. And it's just things like this are just, it's just an amazing kind of a day. It's just one thing after another that was stopping me. So on the way home from the appointment later on this afternoon, I had a situation. Just to preface this, there was a, my side mirror had fallen off, and I had used duct tape to put it on because until I get to my mechanic, and the tape was coming loose. So I stopped at a store to buy the duct tape to tape it back on, and I'm taping it back on, and these two young men walk up to me. Now, this is now the end of the day. It's like 6:30 at night, okay? This is from early in the day, like around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, all the way now it was 6:30, and I have had quite a day. And I'm putting this back on, and this young man walks up to me and says, "Excuse me, ma'am, but I can tell that you're a woman with a very good heart. I can tell that you help people whenever they're in need. I can also tell that you've had some rough times in your life lately where it's caused you to feel saddened and to sometimes have a lack of trust. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to trust again. And I'm here to tell you that things will work out okay. And it's just about trusting that everything will be fine and that you're deeply loved." And I looked at this young man, and he said, can we help you with this, the taping of your light?" And he was a friend. I said, "Yes, thank you." So they're finishing up taping up my rearview mirror here. And he said, did that ring true? Is that correct what I said?" And I went, "Yeah, it is." I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "My name is Adam." And then he had his friend Dan. So these were young guys. I mean, it's not like they looked like anybody special. But it was very interesting. No, and this was totally out of the blue. And it really was, I believe, a message from my angels. And so it's very interesting. He said, and God also, for sure God. So I said, "Well, it seems like you're very psychic there, Adam." And he said, "Do you think it's psychic?" And I said, "Yeah, and I think you've got a lot of angels with you too." And he said, "Well, as long as it was true what I said and it could benefit you, that's important." And they said, I said, "Thank you," and they said, "Have a great day," and they walked away. And they were actually sitting on the curb when I left. And what's interesting, my license plates have the word Akasha on them with a number. And and I made sure to drive by them so they could see my license plate number. And I never mentioned the Akashic Records. I never mentioned what I did. But this messaging came at a time that I really needed it. And what's interesting is that it kind of put kind of brought me back into my body, if you will. Even though I still feel like I'm a little out of it, it was a reminder. It was a real reminder of what's important. And so if in fact this program, or if in fact me as a messenger, if you will, or a teacher, Akashic Records consultant, can bring to you any messages that shift and change your day, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be of service. And I'm grateful to that young man named Adam that gave me my encouragement today. And I'm grateful to God, the angels, for sending him. It was very, very special. And so what I'd like to share with you also is that it's about looking at the special messages that we get in our life that are sent from the divine or sent from our angels or even sent as a soul message. And it could be a license plate. It could be a billboard. It could be a sign on the road. It could be just a sentence that somebody says on the radio, on television, or a friend of yours, just a comment that's made that, taken out of context, shifts your way of thinking about something or inspires you or gives you an idea that could change your life. And so I encourage you to begin looking around at what inspires you. What brings, and this comes back to what brings you joy. Because when you feel inspired, you are joyful. And when you're joyful, you open yourself to be inspired. So, you know, many times, and especially people want to know what they're meant to do, what their purpose is. And so the masters, teachers, and loved ones have said, find out what brings you joy. And so you have the purpose and opportunity now to look around to see what brings you joy. How is your life changing, or how would you like it to change to bring yourself more joy? So I'd like to encourage you to call in. It's 11:22. As much as I like talking to myself, I'd much rather talk to you. So you can call 530-413-4511 or 530-43. Oops, I missed a number. All right, so call 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. Or 415-287-0074. So, very interesting. You can also email me. And just as a comment, if you're interested in your own personal Akashic Record consultation, know that I do that individually on the telephone. Again, you don't have to come to Cleveland, Ohio, to have your face-to-face consultation. I do these on the telephone. And so if you'd like to schedule your own personal consultation, you can call me at my personal number, which is 216-691-1233. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio on bbsradio.com. And I also want to tell you that we're in the midst of planning a virtual Akashic Record Level 1 class. And what I'm trying to do is set up some video conferencing so we can do this over, and this is should be happening in June. And so if that's of interest to you, this will open up the opportunity for people to, for more people to be able to experience a level one Akashic Record workshop without having to spend the money for traveling. So if that's of interest, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Just go ahead and email that you just put down virtual Akashic Record class, and Akashic Wisdom is akashicwisdom.com. So please, if that's of interest, we're excited to bring it forth. I'm going to be working with Laurie Anderson from San Diego, and she's going to help me put that together. So that's with the weekend we're looking at. I'm going to say it's in June, and let me see. And if I don't do it with a virtual, if I don't do a virtual class, I will do a teleconference. So, but we're talking about the 18th and 19th of of June. And so give a call, and that'll be if we're going to do a virtual class. And if we do another class, if we do just a teleconference, it'll be four Saturdays. But if we do the virtual one, we can do it like on a regular workshop. So again, if that's of interest to you, let me know. Email me, call me, and let me know. So talk to me about your experiences of dimensional jumping. There's a man by the name of the American Monk who talks about, I don't know, it's Bert Goldman, I think his name is, talks about quantum jumping. And I think that's interesting in the different dimensions. I have to look that up. Somebody told me about him. And if, in fact, you could imagine a different dimension that you could go into that would allow you to have insight into your life, what would that look like and feel like? So let's do a meditation to help you move into that dimension. So if everyone that's listening, if you'd like to participate in moving into a different dimension of a more understanding realm, I'd like you just to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes. And imagining the light surrounding you. The light flowing through you. As the light expands and enters your whole and all whole being, your whole field, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And allowing your heart to open and allowing your mind energy, your thought energy, your brainwave energy to connect with your heart and expand. Allowing all information to flow easily into your being. To allow all information to connect with your field as you connect with the energy of the all. And so now I'd like you to just imagine seeing in front of you in this expanded state 13 different screens, one right next to the other. They're actually on the bottom and 7 on the top. And these different screens represent different dimensions. It's almost like they have different movies playing at different parts of your life or different scenarios. And as you're looking at these different movie screens, I'd like you to allow yourself to be drawn to one specific screen. And notice the screen, the difference between what your life looks like now and what your life looks like in that screen. Notice how it's different. And notice that you can rewind as well as fast forward. You've got the remote. You can do whatever you want. Now, just for a moment, rewind your screen that you're drawn to just enough to see how you've gotten to where you're at. And allow that image to show you. Hopefully you've chosen a successful screen so that you can move back and do just a rewind to see how you got to this successful place. And now allow the feelings to flow through you of really accomplishing that which you wanted to accomplish. And notice the difference between that screen and where you're at now. How does that feel? How does that feel? How is your life different on the screen than it is now? What are you willing to do to make your life here and now the same as what's on the screen? So what I'd like you just to do is just take that notice of how you could make it different. And make some notes about what you're willing to do. And when you're ready, come back to the room. Hopefully that was helpful. Now we have some email questions. The first one is from Kelly, and Kelly wants to know what I see in the records for her in a career in the next couple of months, or any message that she needs this time. I'd just like to share with you, Kelly, that the records don't show necessarily a specific future. There are many probabilities or possibilities. This is not like a psychic reading, but I so appreciate you emailing me. So let me see what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have for you as a specific message. So what's important here is, Kelly, is is there's a part of you, it's almost like you have a lot of different screens up of things to choose from. You have a lot of different decisions to make right about now. And there's a part of you that feels unprepared for making those decisions. And so what the master's teachers and loved ones would like you to look at is that it's less about being the right move and more about the move that makes you feel the best. Which decision makes you feel the most confident and brings you the most joy and feels the most aligned?
Well, we got Bruce with us.
And so I'm just going to let you say that, Kelly, and then I'm going to go on to a caller. And we have Bruce on the line. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, hey there, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you still in Chicago?
Yes, I am. Yeah, you know, I just decided to come and listen to your show tonight, so I thought I would phone in. I was quite interested with what you said about the kind of dimensional jumping, because, you know, I was told that I had was kind of going through this a while back, and that my body, my conscious mind never realized what was happening. I'd explain a story to someone where I had actually not slept for 3 days straight.
Wow.
And I was told that I was actually resting, but I was kind of like the dimensional shifting, because they were talking about the veils, which are, you know, really kind of thinning now.
Right.
And this kind of affected me on a physical level, with my adrenals and everything like that. And so getting to the point is, I just wanted to ask the masters if this is true, what is happening. Is it some form of ascension symptoms? Some people have said that I've got going through a Kundalini awakening, and I would just like clarity on that.
Okay. Well, what's coming forward here is that the ascension process is a clearing process. And it has everything to do with you clearing from your life that which no longer serves you.
Yes.
So how have you been doing with that?
You know, I think things are moving along, and yes, I do understand that, you know, stuff that does not serve you, it's time to really, you know, release them. There could be possibly some stuff within my life that I'm not sure, you know, maybe it happened many, many years ago, and I'm still kind of maybe trying to figure it out what the process is. I mean, I don't know if one has to be aware of the exact process or it just releases automatically by itself.
Well, it has more to do with your intention of being done with it.
Yes.
And the idea is that the more a person holds on to memories that create a victim mentality or a victim attitude, the more those attitudes will manifest in lack in their life.
Yes.
Can you identify with that at all?
Yes, I can. You know, I'm really kind of on that, also that process of really coming into my power. You know, a lot of people say, you know, it's time to call your power back, and I really want to become fully empowered within myself, and, you know, be at that level where it's just, you know, I call it God expressed, but it's really just coming into your power. And what I would like to know too is what would be, is there anything that I am not focusing on that is preventing me from being in my full power? Maybe that I need to be focusing on.
Yes, actually there is. I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
What's locking you is a cycle of thinking that there's a part of you that wants to move forward and step into a new way of thinking and feeling and being, and then there's the other part of you that's afraid you're not going to have enough energy for it. And so the fear-based is like, what if I can't do it? Or what if I don't have enough energy? Or what if, you know, that what if is really what's blocking you, rather than trusting that no matter what's brought to you, it will be perfect. Does this make any sense to you?
It does make sense. So the process is just to kind of let go of any fears and just trust in the process that is taking place. Because as I start to trust, that energy will actually come to me when needed.
Exactly. Exactly. In other words, like, trust, by not trusting or by focusing on what may, in other words, like, if you focus and say, well, what if I don't have enough energy, you're putting a damper on it, because you're actually saying to God or the universe, I don't trust you'll bring me what I need.
Yes.
And so,
well, I mean,
it's going to,
yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say is that, you know, as of late, you know, especially with the seasons changing and everything like that, I sense that there has been a shift, and the shift is taking place. It's a little bit of a slower process at the moment, but which is maybe a good thing. So I suppose I am treading a little bit more carefully. I'm kind of not just doing with certain things. I'm just trying to remain aware before taking that step, because you know, I'm trying to just go the correct route now. So I'm just doing it more maybe wisely.
Well, give me an example.
For example, I'm just gonna put something out there. Let's just say, I used to be a very intense martial artist. I used to work out 7 days a week and just kind of go and go, you know, thinking nothing can stop me. And that kind of, you know, I was brought back by that, you know, and now I would just do it a little bit more with intelligence, not kind of wearing out my body and placing all these stresses within my body. I would allow my body to train and then allow it to heal, you know, because it needs time to heal also and rebuild itself. So kind of like that concept.
Right. Well, have you created a business plan for yourself, Bruce?
You know what? I have. I've just actually started something that is still in the process. Well, it's actually pretty much done. I mean, that's just one small kind of little business model that's actually just starting to take place like now. My website for that is pretty much being launched. There's just one or two changes that needs to be made. And so I do have one or two other ideas that I need to actually put down onto paper, I suppose.
Right. Well, but what I'm hearing is that it's very hard to track what your next steps are if you haven't written it down.
Yes.
And so,
you're basically talking about goal setting in a sense.
Well, it's not just goal setting. It has to do with what you need to accomplish to get to where you want to go. It's the same way as a map. So if you wanted to go from Chicago to Los Angeles, you would have to map it out with the routes, okay? And you'd have kind of an idea of how many miles you could drive in a day. And so if you mapped out how many miles you could drive in a day, you could then search out various hotels that would be around the area that would probably give you a good deal, and that would be your, let's say, goal for that day. And so the reality is, if you just took off and loaded your car and took off to Los Angeles, you could do it, okay? They're not saying that it couldn't be done, but from a point of view of the way you personally like to work, you really like to have things laid out for you.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And actually, funny enough, as of, recently, actually, about going back about a week or so, a whole new door opened up for me, within, the U.S., and I was kind of taken back by that because I wasn't expecting it to happen for at least another 2 months. So you're right. I actually didn't have a plan worked out as where, with regards to business, and if I want to move from here to even, let's say, another state. I wasn't prepared for that because it just kind of came without me even thinking about it.
Right. And so now that you've gotten this opportunity, what do you want to do with it?
Yeah, there's a lot of directions I can go now. So actually, and you're right, I am in that process of thinking, okay, which direction am I going to go? And so my mind is kind of a little bit all over the place, but I am kind of still specific as to what I will do with some of the work that I have behind me.
But it's really more about what do you need to actualize it? In other words, like, there's a difference between an offer and really moving. What do you need to do internally to not only accept the offer, but to really benefit by it, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
And that's
okay.
Where you have to write, or at least begin to brainstorm on paper your possibilities.
Yes.
And so if I wanted this, it would do this. If I did this, I did that. I could get, how would I promote it? What would I do? What questions do I ask about this, of the people who are offering me this opportunity? I mean, there's a lot of different things about what you can learn to expect from this information. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yes.
And so the idea here is that using the idea of different dimensions as information pieces could possibly help you.
Okay, yes. I guess
so,
I wasn't looking at it from that perspective, but yes.
Well, but the idea is it's maybe just a matter of asking the question of, if I knew what to do, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And just allow your mind to wander and bring forth. It's almost like, if I knew what to do about such and such, what would I know? And allow your mind to go out and find that information for you.
Okay. And I was also told always to ask the question, to ask yourself is that with whatever decision or whatever choices you make, is to say, is this the fastest path to your joy? And if it is, then go with it.
Fastest path to your joy is a good question. What I'm also hearing is that sometimes when we move to on a fast pace, we don't enjoy the information that's also brought to us. So you may want to also ask, what is the highest and best and quickest way? You know, the idea is that I think it's a good question, but sometimes sometimes when things happen too fast, you don't have time to integrate them.
Yes.
So like what just happened to you? In other words, like all of a sudden you got an offer, you weren't ready for it.
Yes.
And so the idea is that sometimes we can't be, you know, it's impossible for us to be ready at all times for what comes forward in our life. But the idea that we have a tool to help us get to where we want to go is very helpful. Does that make sense? And some of those questions can help you. Yeah. Do you feel particularly connected with your guidance?
I would say that there was a period quite a few months back where I felt actually disconnected from everything, everyone around me. I'm kind of getting back into that, intuitive kind of guidance that comes through. So I would say that I would be sensitive to things and people around me and thoughts. Sometimes I can be a little bit over analytical, but that's my answer to you.
Okay. Well, one of the things, here's what they're showing me. What they're showing me did you ever play the game where you lay the like a deck of cards out, and you go like in other words like or you just it's like you don't look at the card itself, you look at the back of the card, you take your hand and you put your hand over the card, and you just sense whether it's a black card or a red card.
Okay, I do. I've done something similar, yes, but I do understand what you're saying.
What I'm hearing is that a way of building up your intuitive muscle is to start playing that game with yourself. And once you've become pretty adept at whether it's black or red, okay, notice the feelings that you're feeling inside of yourself when it's either red or it's black. Like, notice your own knowing. And then when you get really good with the red and the black, start trying to pick out the amount of the suits of the cards, whether it's a jack, a queen, or a nine, or a four, whatever, you know. So the idea is to start with the black or the red, then just go with the numbers or the suit. Don't worry about whether it's black or red. And then after you get good with all of them, put it all together. And the reason this is important is it's about building your intuitive muscle.
Yeah.
And when you build your intuitive muscle, what happens is you get messages from within you about whether it's black or red, and you learn what it feels like to be spot on. Because then when you learn what it feels like to connect with your guidance, you can ask your guidance to play with you. You ask the guidance to help you and help you learn what it feels like to communicate with them.
Yes.
And that's what you do to build your intuitive muscle. The reason this seems to be important is because there's more and more things that are coming up for you where you're going to have to make very quick decisions on, and you're going to really want to be in touch with your own personal guidance to feel what feels right and what doesn't feel right.
Yes. When you say that, would that be on a working level?
Yes.
Okay, I think I've got an idea, because I have put an idea there of where I'm at, and that with that type of work, it would require very sharp thinking. And funny enough, the person who developed it actually he says it's using your fear response, which is kind of your intuitive fear response, to kind of keep you alive in that sense. So.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, in the end, it's to do with executive protection.
Okay.
So you need to know these signals that happen within your body and throughout your body to kind of, it's kind of like an intuitive response.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. well, did this? I quite frankly don't even know what you first asked, but was this helpful?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. I don't know where we went with this because I was giving you what I was receiving from the master teachers and loved ones. So.
Yeah. No. You did good. We were going in the right direction. I suppose sometimes I just ask questions, so it goes a little bit all over the place, but it's all based on the same thing. So.
Well, that's good. That's great. All right. All right, well, you know, it's just a few more minutes and we have to close the show. Is there anything else you wanted to know that we could help you with?
No, that's great. So thank you very much. I actually wanted to ask you, if I could quickly, not about me, but how was your experience when you, I think you went to, I'm not sure exactly, when you went to go see Brazzo, how was
it? Oh, Brazzo. Oh, it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. Brazzo, in fact, he's coming to, and again, you're in Chicago. I thought he was in Chicago
already.
Yeah,
he's in Indianapolis in June.
Did you go?
He came here. I did not go, but he's coming again in June, so I might go.
He's coming to Pittsburgh in June, and I think I'm going to drive in for the day because he's coming on a Sunday and a Monday to Pittsburgh. And it's the weekend before Father's Day, so I think I'm going to drive in that Sunday morning, you know, and hang out. It should be very interesting. What I found very interesting is the amount of emotion that that just being in his presence elicited. It's almost like his energy was so pure that it for me, it brought me to tears. And so what I also found is that before I went to Brazzo, I was, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I was really having a hard time moving forward with getting things done with my house and releasing stuff. And it seems that my whole attitude has shifted since I experienced that. So I noticed that. I thought, huh, that's very interesting. You know, we all have different kinds of healings in different ways. So I thought it was really marvelous, and I love the energy, I love the people, and I would recommend it highly to anybody who would want to go. In fact, I don't know the exact date of that, but we did a really good program that same night that I broadcast it from the actual event when the event was over. And I had his promoters. I never had him on the air because he doesn't talk to media, but I had his promoters on the air. It was a great show. So,
okay, great.
Yeah. So
okay, Donna. Well,
gone,
great. Good talking to you again. So have a good week.
Okay.
Thank
same
you.
You have a happy Memorial Day. It's coming up, right? Memorial Day weekend's coming up next weekend. Yep. So that's an American holiday.
Yes.
So, but all right. Well, again, Bruce, thanks for calling in and asking the questions that other people want to ask.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye bye. Well, you know, ladies, it's interesting. There was another question from Brent that we didn't get a chance to get to. And maybe we'll cover it over the next Sunday. Next Sunday, you know, is the 29th, and it's the day before Memorial Day. So it's time for you to hold in your heart those who you want to remember. You know, Memorial Day is really about those fallen heroes and remembering what they have given our country. And you know, whether it was from the Second World War or Korea or Vietnam or now in the Middle East or Afghanistan or Kuwait. I mean, there's been enough in our generation that we can recognize. But also, it's the memory of the war within yourself that you've survived. So I wish you a miracle-filled week. I thank you so much for tuning in. Again, you can email me your questions at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me on my private number at 216-691-1233. So, again, I wish you a wonderful week. It's been great talking with you, and enjoy your life. That's really important. So with that, we want to close the records by saying, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. This is Donna Fox.